I just wanted to discuss with you guys, so you know what's going on there. We have you pre-approved for financing based on your relationship.
Hey, good morning. This is Pete with Cardiff. I'm trying to touch base here with Mike.
Sure. What's up?
Yeah, we had just sent out a few offers for some working capital as well as equipment financing for you guys based on the work you did with Compass Bank. Did you get a chance to look at that? Or?
Well, we do have Wells Fargo and Compass Bank that we're perfectly happy with.
Okay. Yeah, we're just reaching out. It's more of a supplementary thing. It's like an unsecured working capital loan. Have you heard of those before? Yeah, they're basically
we've used them in the past.
Didn't really like them, or?
No, they were fine. They were based on a credit card, or is this where you take, where you have an ACH right out of the bank?
It's an ACH. This is an ACH pretty much based on receivables.
I will never do that.
Hurts the cash flow. Did you have a daily withdrawal?
I will never do that. Nobody's going to have access. You could take everything in that freaking bank account. And people don't know that.
Really?
You could take, I give you permission to take out, you say by contract you're going to only take out, you know, $12 a day or some percentage of the balance per day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 1%, 5%, I don't know what it is. There's nothing to stop you from taking the whole thing.
I had no idea.
So, you know, look, these offers would come in the past and they were linked to credit cards. That was fine. You know, we did that. And
so there's a limit on what you can get.
On the credit card?
No, on the credit card one.
Unsecured. Yeah, mm-hmm. I can buy anything. And then if I, you know, I'll use a piece of equipment as collateral, but we don't even do ACH payments with the bank for their own loans. We'll pay them check.
Oh, that's pretty smart. Yeah, I didn't know you're so vulnerable to an ACH withdrawal. I thought it had to be the exact specified amount, but
well, by contract it should be. But read the fine print, you know. And that's all of these, Balboa Capital, a lot of them. Now there's a lot of people been hurting over the past few years, and they, you know, if you got to do what you got to do, you know.
Oh yeah, I mean that's.
And I suppose the ones, you know, the On Deck and those kind that are still around, you know, do what they say and don't.
Yeah, are you?
I mean that's. From your point of view or your company's point of view, having the ability to get that, you know, is kind of the only security you've got.
It's very high risk on our end.
You know, on one hand, I can see it. But on the other, you know, from my point of view, I want to. And we've been around long enough, have good enough credit. We're getting 4.5% right now.
Oh, it's really good. From Compass or Wells or
Wells Fargo
on your line of credit.
Yes. That's almost unheard of. But we're, you know, we've been with them 25 years.
Oh wow! I mean, like, if you can use your line of credit for the, you know, that's the first method of funding, definitely. That's definitely going to have the cheapest rates for you, the most accessibility, less risk. We come in more if, you know, you used 80K out of your 100K and you got a big project coming up and, you know, you don't want to get it called. So it's definitely, it's not the, not,
yeah,
you're
no,
not in the market
there's
for
a
it.
Place for it. I mean, it's not a scam. It's not a crooked. I imagine there's the guy scams out there, but
oh yeah, I mean, well, we've been around for 15 years, but we mostly have been doing the equipment finance thing for a while, and just recently, the last 5 years, then started the working capital after recession time. But it was nice talking to you, Mark. Thank you.
Yeah, good luck.
I mean, Mike, my bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
Take care.
All right.
Bye.